Well, good afternoon, brethren. What a beautiful day we have. It's a joy living in Southern California, especially Orange County. All right, brethren, let's start this message with a question. How many people here have heard of Pat Summitt? One person. Three, great. Pat Summitt was the most successful woman basketball coach in NCAA history. Her players won more games than any other woman coach in NCAA basketball history. She is regarded as one of the greatest coaches in sports history. One of the principles she taught her woman players was to embrace their weaknesses rather than avoid them and use them as a tool to build strength. Newt Rockne was a famous All-American football player and successful coach at Notre Dame. Newt Rockne taught and encouraged his players to build up their weaknesses until they became strengths. Self-evaluation in sports is a critical process where athletes honestly analyze their performance, their mental state, and their physical habits. In doing a self-evaluation, people in sports find their weaknesses, they strengthen their weaknesses, and they find out how strong they really are. This principle is not new. The Bible speaks to strengthening our weaknesses by relying on God's power. Paul says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Identifying our weaknesses and asking God to strengthen our weaknesses is important and a valuable advice. Because Satan knows our weaknesses and he will use them against us to try to make us stumble. If we strengthen our weaknesses, we can better recognize Satan's temptations quicker, so we can rebuke Satan and ask Jesus to make Satan flee from us before we stumble. Brethren, God has given us the tools and strength to resist Satan's temptations. And on those rare occasions when we might stumble, our loving and merciful God has given us his word that he will forgive us if we ask him with true repentance. Brethren, we should be encouraged and look forward to doing a self-evaluation and strengthening our weaknesses, because we have everything to gain and nothing to lose. In addition, our Father gives us his word and his Holy Spirit to help us be successful. As we approach Passover and Days of Unleavened Bread, it is critical for our growth that we examine ourselves to find our areas of weaknesses as well as our areas of growth. Brethren, self-evaluation is not only for Passover. Doing a self-evaluation 2 or 3 times a year is even better. Self-evaluation to find our weaknesses and strengthening and overcoming our weaknesses is important and essential throughout our journey as followers of Jesus Christ. Jesus encourages us to overcome Christ said, "He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son." Revelation chapter 21, verse 7. The first step in overcoming is to identify what we need to overcome. If we do not find our weaknesses and strengthen them, we cannot overcome and move forward toward perfection as Christ wants us to. Our Lord said, "Be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect." Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. If we're going to accomplish what we should with our self-evaluation, we need to put in some quality time. We need to be rigorously honest. We need to be thorough. And we need to be willing to strengthen any weakness and confess any sins. Doing a short evaluation for a day or two, or for a few minutes in the car as we drive to Passover service, is not sufficient. A thorough self-evaluation in this busy world, with all of its distractions, will take some quality time and more than a day or two. Now, brethren, let's review some methods in the Bible that will help our self-evaluation be more effective. The focus here is preparing for Passover, but these methods could apply to any self-evaluation any time of the year. The first method might include reviewing the Ten Commandments. A person can ask God's Spirit to help them go through each commandment and think about whether they are faithfully keeping both the letter of the law and the spirit of the law, and where some improvements are needed. A second method might be to meditate on the fruits of the Spirit and think about how we are doing in these areas and how we could strengthen any weakness. These fruits are found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. A third method might be to review the works of the flesh and the six major sins God hates, and honestly ask ourselves if we see any of these attitudes or behaviors in our lives. The works of the flesh are found in Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 21. And the six major sins that God hates are found in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. The fourth method is to study the works Jesus did when he walked the earth, to see if we might find some weaknesses in our behavior that needs to be strengthened. Brethren, these four methods will help us self-evaluate our spiritual health, but we also need to self-evaluate our mental health and our physical health. Now let's begin concluding this message by reviewing two encouraging takeaways. The first takeaway is this: we have everything to gain and nothing to lose when we self-evaluate our spiritual health. When we find sins, our Father and our Lord Jesus will forgive us if we truly repent, and if we find weaknesses, God will help us strengthen them. The second takeaway is this. Doing a self-evaluation two or three times a year and asking God to strengthen our weaknesses will help us become stronger in resisting Satan's temptations. And we can become more perfect, quicker, and more pleasing to our God, our Father, and our Lord Jesus. Brethren, when we do a quality self-evaluation, we have everything to gain and nothing to lose. There are about 30 days before Passover. So, brethren, let's all do the right thing.